So here tonight, who here tonight was at the Mass on the Quad last week? Anybody? Oh, good. Does anybody remember what we talked about last week? About being, I know, Jack. You're just, we talked about being surrounded by a wonderful cloud of witnesses who supported us in our faith and who walked with us on our journey. Today, there's been a shift. Isaiah is talking about being sent as fugitives to the nations. And I would offer to you also that in the past week, we've probably seen a shift. Instead of being surrounded by people who are supportive of us and who are Catholic and want to travel with us on our journey, we are challenged by the people around us who wonder who we are and what it means to be Catholic. And why are you living out this faith in the face of all of the challenges that you face day in, day out on campus and in our lives? We live in challenging times. We live on a challenging campus where it's important to be Catholic and it's important to live our faith out, but we don't do it alone. And that's the key piece here. We do not ever do it alone. We live in God's grace. We move and have our being in God's grace. And when we seek it and take it in, it gives us the strength and the courage and the wisdom and the energy to live out our Catholic life on campus, anywhere, in the city, in our lives. That's the real challenge that we face. How do we do it? Well, he will tell you that it's much easier when you do so in the context of a faith community. Because you take that faith community with you wherever you go. We stand with you at all times, in all places, under all circumstances. And so although sometimes it feels very alone on campus or at work or in study, know that when you become a member of the Newman community, this is your home, and we travel with you wherever you go. It's been kind of fun to be here the last 5 years because people have come back. They said, yeah, we've been to lots of different places in Newman. It gets in your blood, and we had to come back. And they're glad to be here, and we're glad to see them. So sometimes it might feel like you're a fugitive. Sometimes you might feel like you're living out the gospel on your own. But the truth is that you are not. Not ever. Because God's grace lifts you up, enlightens you, nourishes you. When you come to the table and receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ, it's the same body and blood who said to the disciples, said to the people who were asking, Lord, will only a few people be saved? Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. Because you don't enter it alone. You enter it in the context of your faith community. So Jesus is telling us that. We ate and drank in your company and you taught in our streets. The question I would ask is, did you hear what I was saying? Yes, I taught, but did you hear what I was telling you? And did you live it out? That's the question. And I would offer to you that the best way to do that is through your own prayer and study, through the community that you have the opportunity to build here on campus, here at the Newman Center. You'll be hearing about small groups soon, about small Bible study groups soon. A powerful way to gain strength and to feel not like a fugitive, but at home in the community that you're building. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. That's the invitation that we receive, and that's the invitation that we received when we were baptized and when we've been confirmed in the role of priest and prophet and king. You'll hear me say that a lot this year. It's one of my favorite themes, because I believe each of us has been called priest, prophet, and king. Each of us has been called by God. The prophet Jeremiah tells us that. Before you were born, while you were in the womb, while you were being knit, I called you. Each of us has a piece of the good news that's ours to spread in our own unique way that brings it all together. We have all been called to go out to all the world and tell the good news, and we are called to do that in the context of a community and the context of our own life. So whether you feel like a fugitive or whether you feel at home, know that you get to choose how you want to live your life out as a Catholic in today's world, challenged again and again from so many different ways. You get to choose. The final piece of it was in the Alleluia before the Gospel. I am the way, the truth, and the life, says the Lord. No one comes to the Father except through me. How or why on earth or anywhere would we choose to do anything except through Jesus Christ?